B-Pod Studios.
It is a certainty in sports. It's like that. It's that line, you know, you spit into, you know, you spit into the wind, talk about Superman's cape, that whole stuff. Give me a something that is certain in sports. And that's off the Patriots as well. So there you have it. There's the Friday Five for today. It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the fabulous Chickies and Pete's in Marlton, New Jersey. Let's go to Dave in Frankfort. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, Dave.
So I wanted to talk about the Eagles game first, and I'll talk about the fight from last night, football game.
Yeah.
So as far as the Eagles go, I feel like they definitely have to get pressure on Brady, not necessarily having to get a lot of sacks, but they definitely have to get pressure all game. Or if he sits back there, it doesn't really matter what receivers or what weapons he has. He makes every receiver good. He's been doing that his whole career. So they got to get to Brady. And you know.
Yeah, although there is a difference. Like, you could see, I'm not saying he's lost it completely, but he's still not. He's not the same Brady in his 30s. And he's just not. He doesn't throw the ball. He doesn't cut the wind like he used to.
Well, I think he's still good enough to beat the Eagles if they don't get pressure.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, he's Brady. Yep.
Yeah. As far as the Eagles offense, I think they definitely have to run the ball. It's really up to the offensive line. The running backs you got are the running backs that you have. And it's kind of ironic because, you know, you're coming off a bye week and it seems like there's more injuries than throughout the season off the bye week. So, that's a little worrisome, but, if the offensive line, makes the decision to get nasty, you know, with the Patriots defensive line, they can do some things. And then the play action comes into play. And Carson Wentz, in order for him to play elite, he just has to put trust in his receivers. You got to forget about them dropping balls all season. You know, you just have to do it.
You have no choice but to throw to your receivers. I'm with you.
And, you know, Zach Ertz, you know, a heavy dose of Zach Ertz, you know what I mean, just to get his confidence going. And I think it'll be a 24-21 game.
I could see that. I could see that score, 24-21.
Yeah. So, and about last night's fight. So I would say this. What's the dude's name? Miles Garrett? Yeah, he was wrong for trying to hit the dude with the helmet. But what I say is he should have threw the helmet away and popped him with a jab. Because that quarterback started that fight. He tried to pull his helmet off first. And he was upset and mad that he threw four picks. He got sacked yet again. And as soon as he got sacked, it wasn't even like a malicious throwdown. Like, he's trying to yank the dude's helmet off. So he started the fight. And then when he got up, he's going after him.
Yeah. So listen, you're right. But it ends with you can't hit him.
Yeah, you can't do that. He's probably going to get the rest of the season. He lost control. So he was wrong for that.
Yeah.
That's why I said he should have jabbed him.
He got locked up on the street for something like that.
No doubt. No doubt. He should have punched him in the face, though. I do.
I got no beef with that.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah,
I feel it.
Yeah, that's all I had to say, though, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, pleasure, brother. Thanks, buddy. Take it easy. Kevin in Newcastle, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Kevin!
Yo, what's up, Kev?
What's up, Kev?
Hey, look. What I remember about the Super Bowl was after we had the parade, right? I had a buddy of mine. He's a Vietnam veteran. He had to have a minor surgery on that day. So we was on one side of Broad Street. We had to get across the other side. So it was me, him, my son, and another Marine Corps friend. I said, man, the cops are not going to let us pass. He said, watch this, man. So he went and talked to one of the officers. And they opened up the gates and parted it like the Red Sea. We went across. He had a successful surgery. And then we came back to the parade, man. So that was my main event.
Oh, my God, exciting. Really? And they parted like that? That's awesome.
They parted the Red Sea for him, man. It was
beautiful.
Awesome.
Tells you a lot about us, you know?
Yeah, the city. Yeah. And then about the football, I'm like you. If Ajayi come in here like his hair is on fire and do what he has to do, that will help. Carson has to be elite. I'm not saying like run it like Lamar, but when they give you certain spots in your men's coverage, take the 3 or 4 yards and slide. And then as far as our receivers, man, like that last call, he said after the bye week, all of these people coming up injury or whatever. Now, just like Brady make his receivers look good, if Carson is so-called in his elite status, that's what he has to do.
Yeah, but
and
here's the
no
thing, though.
Doubt about
there is. See, not even Brady could make Aguilar a real receiver.
Right, I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
Like,
I know,
all this stuff about and, trusting the receivers and all like that. Well, go. What more you can do than you put the ball right on the money and a dude drops it?
And Aguilar would have been cut after the Atlanta game, man. I'm tired of him. He would have been cut after that game. You know, and as far as anything else, man, look here, man. Go Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles all the way, baby.
I love it, Kev. I love it. The Jordan Howard thing's worrying me. Tunis.
Yeah, it's fair to be with.
Jordan Howard. I was feeling good. I was feeling great about it. Maybe that just adds to it, dude. Maybe in the most extreme of extreme situations, Jordan Howard can't go. And then off the scrap heap with just a walkthrough under his belt. Here comes Jay Ajayi.
That'd be great.
You have the Ajayi drop?
Oh, from Bernie?
Yeah.
I got to find that.
You got to get that, man. And the Jay Ajayi, literally off the street, comes in.
Ajayi.
Yes. Literally off the street with just a walkthrough, rushes for a 110 and 2 touchdowns. And the Eagles take care of Dr. Evil.
I'm okay for 6 carries for like 25 yards, but Miles Sanders has the big day. I'd be all right with that, too.
Yeah, I would, too.
I could see this being the big day for Miles Sanders.
I can, too, and I'm hoping. I got one fear, though. I mean, this is a big moment. I mean, it's Eagles-Patriots. Here's what he has to do, Miles, because he's going to have the ball in his hands. He's got to protect the football.
Yep.
All right? Please, whatever you do, protect the football.
Which, right? I think he's been doing a lot better of. And he's also been hitting the holes better in recent weeks. So,
that's good.
No, it's a good sign.
No, listen, I'm feeling good about Miles. I feel a lot better about Miles. And he's their only real speed. And he can make big plays. I'm just saying, it's a big moment against a team that's going to be grabbing at the ball. You know, if you're Belichick, anytime the kid has the ball, you swipe at it.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's what's going to happen. Goose, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Yo, Goose.
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing today?
What's up, Goose?
Not much. I just want to say I'm a little bit pissed off about what happened yesterday. Not pissed off, but I'm upset with what went on and how people are, like, trying to give Miles a pass for smacking this guy in the head with a helmet. Like, this guy could come out with a concussion, death, or anything. It's something crazy could have happened.
Well, that's the point. I mean, that's where the last call, we were talking about it. Yeah, like, I concede. Like, listen, he's right. I thought Mason Rudolph started. But, you know, again, you can't hit the dude with a helmet.
You can't retaliate like that. You can't retaliate like that at all.
The force in which he swung it, I mean, God forbid, it's true. God forbid he connects flush. God only knows what happens. Just put his head on national TV.
I don't even want to think about it. It was just embarrassing for football. But I have a question for you, Ant. Now,
yeah.
I'm a diehard 4-for-4. I'm a diehard Eagles fan. Eagles come first. But I love quarterbacks, and Tom Brady is the GOAT, and I get to see him this weekend. Now, am I wrong for being this excited to see Tom Brady more so than to see the Eagles? I see them every week. Every time they're in town, I'm there. But am I wrong for being this excited to see Tom Brady?
No, not at all. No, not at all. You're a true sportsman. You're a true football man.
And when I tell you, I've seen a lot of quarterbacks. I've seen a lot of great ones.
Yes.
It's like I'm comparing it to almost getting a chance to see Michael Jordan, and I never got that
experience. He is Michael Jordan. Yes.
Oh, man. I just wanted to feel better about my decision about being this excited to be Tom Brady, man.
No, you're still rooting for the Eagles, but you admire you admire Brady as the GOAT. Yeah, it's without a doubt.
I admire great quarterback play, and to see the best.
I do too.
Play,
listen, I still love watching.
Man.
Listen, I feel that way about Rodgers. Watching Rodgers play, anytime I can see him play. I agree with you.
Thanks for backing me up. Thanks for backing me up, man.
No, you're a sportsman. I respect sportsmen.
Let me clarify yesterday. I was wrong about the Irishman. When I hit play on my phone, it took me to a trailer. So, again, I was wrong. It doesn't come out until November 27th. So,
I'm excited
to see it on Netflix when it comes out.
You know why? We got Thanksgiving weekend to watch it.
Absolutely. I got 3 hours after eating that good turkey just to relax and watch the Irishman. So,
yeah, that's cool, man. That's a great night to watch it. Thanksgiving night.
I'm sticking to my story, though. Eagles going to win, and we're good. So, you have a great day.
You too, brother. You too. Now, Junis, you played the end.
Yeah, I did play the end.
Sal Pal.
He said more so than watching the Eagles play. And this is a big game.
It is a big game.
I'm always excited to see Brady play, but come on, man. You can't say more so than the Eagles.
No. He's rooting for the Eagles, but it's a chance for him to see the GOAT.
Yeah, no, I get that he's rooting for the Eagles.
As a football fan, as someone who loves the sport, I mean, you are the fan of the game before anything else.
But, all right, I want to put all of my energy on just rooting for the Eagles and not caring that Tom Brady's here.
Okay, he's a fan of the sport. He loves the sport.
Yeah, but you can't say more so. I'm more so excited to see Tom Brady than the Eagles. What? Come on. It's been 2 weeks since I've seen the Eagles.
Again, he's not rooting for Brady.
I know.
For the Eagles.
But he's also saying he's more excited to see Tom Brady. I love the sport. But I'm rooting for the Eagles and putting all my energy on the Eagles. And I'm more excited for the Eagles to return after their bye week than seeing Tom Brady.
Come on, man.
I saw Tom Brady losing the Super Bowl.
Okay. Again, he's going to the game. He's a guy who appreciates great quarterback play. I appreciate that. I love people who love the game. You got to love the game. Listen, it's great that you're a great Eagles fan, but you got to love the game.
I do love the game. I try to buy tickets for certain pitching matchups, right? I try to buy tickets to see certain NBA teams coming
right
to town.
You should appreciate where he's coming from. Then.
But, I mean, we're midway through the season here now. Every game matters.
Yeah, again, it's not like he's not rooting for the Eagles.
He's got another elite quarterback to pay attention to.
Because I can. 610-632.
Pay attention to that one.
Cold day.
Pay attention to that elite quarterback, okay?
What a cold day. There's Carson. I need a weather report for Sunday. And not just off your phone.
Damn it.
610-632-0975. I had that too. I can go to weather.com as well. Hey, breaking news. DraftKings has launched an online sports book created by sports fans for sports fans. It's now available in Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. The DraftKings Sportsbook app has it all, over-unders and player props. Like, for instance, how many threes would a player hit in a game? My man hit another one. Special odds moves every day for the biggest games. Not some offshore operation like other gambling sites. It's a legitimate sportsbook based right in the United States, so you can be rest assured your funds are safe and secure. Get in on the action whenever, wherever, in the Keystone State. Go to DraftKings.com/Fanatic right now. Sign up for limited time. All new existing users get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only a DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling prop code 800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Live at Chickies and Pete's, Marlton, New Jersey. Don't forget 11 o'clock hour, brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. And we do our call of the week, we always have a lot of fun with. And the caller of the week will get a $200 gift certificate to Golden Nugget Jewelers. So make sure it's where Philly gets engaged. Make sure you hop on. Give us something fun. I need more Eagle chants. I need more of your own Super Bowl story. More of your own Super Bowl moment. That's the Friday Five first question. Tunis, what's yours?
My Super Bowl moment, my personal one, was actually afterward. It was my first ever on-air shift. I was on from 2
that
in the morning.
That was your first shift?
Yep, from 2 in the morning until 5 in the morning. It was my first ever on-air shift.
That's awesome.
Reacting to the Super Bowl. So I couldn't do the...
Were you on by yourself?
I was on with a former producer named Jay. So Jay is, he's no longer at the station, but the two of us were on from 2 in the morning until 5 in the morning.
That's awesome.
So it was that Monday morning.
What was that like, man? That had to be fun.
Oh, it was crazy.
Everybody's drunk both literally and figuratively with the Super Bowl. Like, it was awesome.
Oh, it was like 3:30 in the morning. There were people still on Broad Street. Oh, yeah, they're giving me the street corners that they're at. It was awesome.
I was still, I took, so when, I had to be in for 6. I was doing the morning show. So I think I was out until, I was out until probably about 5, and then I Ubered into the station.
Oh, yeah, I saw you.
Yeah.
I saw you on the crossover.
That's right.
It's a good time.
Yeah, well, it was. We had, we had bottles of tequila and then beers, and then my cousin, he was bombed. Cousin Joey was whacked. We were hugging everybody. Oh, it was, everybody's passing each other beers. I mean, it was awesome.
See, that day was crazy because I wanted to try to take a nap leading up to the game, but I was so excited and so juiced up that I couldn't fall asleep before the game. So then the game happens, and now I got about 2 hours before I go on air, so I'm on from 2 until 5, and then I did middays that day. So I was obviously still producing middays, so I just sort of stuck around. I couldn't fall asleep after that.
No.
So I was just up for like 24 straight hours.
There's no way you can. Your adrenaline takes care of all
right.
that stuff. There's no way in the world. We got to do the ledger. We'll get back to the phones in a minute. There's a couple open lines. In fact, if you want to chime in at 610-632-0975. All right. We have so far, we're looking for 10 reasons why Eagles win, 10 reasons why Patriots win as a way to kind of we're hoping to tip the ledger into the Eagles' favor and see what we got. Obviously, Belichick is a Patriot. Belichick bye. You go there, right?
Yeah, I would go there. I'd go Doug bye as well.
No.
No?
No.
Not really? Yet. He knows how to beat this team.
You go Doug bye as a ledger?
Yeah, he's going to be creative. Come on, man.
No. I got to keep it real, man. Come on.
Gosh, it went great.
I mean, I'm not saying he can't, but I mean, the guy's the evil emperor, right? So that's why he's there. Right or wrong?
I agree with you. Bill Belichick's the better coach, but I'm also going to say, all right, Doug Peterson has the bye as well.
Yeah. No.
He's got 2 weeks of game planning. He knows how big this game is.
He does, yeah. Well. All right. Yeah, but I can't do that. If it's got to be a part of the ledger. It's got to be a true advantage.
Okay.
Right? Like, give me a true advantage for the Eagles.
Oh, one
like
of them.
Fletcher Cox to
yes.
me. Like, that's, like, I think Fletch has a big day. Right? Gets Brady off the spot.
You know why I think has a big day? The guys on the outside, Brandon Graham and Derek Barnett.
Barnett, my man, I love it.
I think Fletcher Cox makes the offensive line collapse. Brady has to move around
Barnett
a little bit.
Off the edge.
And I know
yes.
Brady's the best at staying in the pocket.
Yeah, I like that.
But they're going to get to him. They're going to make him move around a little bit. He's going to be uncomfortable.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. Let's go across the pond, talk to Sam in England. Sammy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, my brother?
How are you, good?
Yeah. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm a little worried about the Jordan Howard thing, but I'm feeling a lot better. I think a lot of people have this game kind of sussed, and I feel good about that. How do you feel?
Well, when I saw Jordan Howard was injured, I was a bit worried, even though they're bringing in my boy back, JJ. But
that's right, your countryman.
Yeah, so... No, I'm a bit worried. I think we might lose if Jeffries doesn't play and we don't have Howard, unless somehow the other wide receivers decide to turn up. You know, if Matt Collins suddenly does touch the ball again and does that floss dance again like he did when he sort of touched it a few years back, and if he recovers that, I can't see it. I think Bill's going to figure us out. It's going to be a low scoring but Patriots win, unfortunately. I don't like saying that, but just being real, Matt.
But here's the one thing. Are you like me when it comes to Arthega Whiteside? That, you know, because we haven't really seen much, I'm kind of, look, Alshon has not played well. So I don't think it's a huge loss. I mean, obviously, you'd much rather have him play. But who knows? Maybe the fact that Arthega Whiteside hasn't really been, you haven't really seen him.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's like comes out of nowhere, some surprise.
Well, yeah, I think that, I mean, if he does, he's going to do it in the first half, maybe, catch Bill off, and then obviously he'll probably adjust to it. So if he's got to do it, he's got to do it in the first half and before they make the adjustments. But, yeah, hope so. Like you say, Jeffrey hasn't been himself this year. I think the name and the way that he has been good for us in the last couple of years means that he does get a bit more attention. So hopefully so. But the reason I was calling is I saw your top five on the tweets saying about the Friday Five. I know I can't win the $100 promo gift card, as much as I'd love to when I'm next over. But
well,
my best is for a moment.
Do me a favor. Scout out a location, all right? Because I want to bring Primos to Europe, all right?
I want to bring Wawa here, man. Me and my wife, we miss it. We love it. I mean, but anyway. But, yeah, I was going to say, Super Bowl 52 moment. For me, I don't know if you remember, I come and saw you in the morning show and with Bob and that, but I flew out for the Super Bowl and so my boy Trav, and I flew out just for that weekend. The Thursday, I booked the flight. I was in Pennsylvania by Saturday, and then I was at some guy's house. I never met Brian, who's now a good friend, and we watched the Super Bowl together. And then next day, we went into the city centre, probably still a bit too drunk, and just went to Reading Terminal, had a cheesesteak at like 9 in the morning. There's guys in there. Like, even though I'm a big soccer fan, so to say I'm English, the best moment of my sporting life was Eagles winning the Super Bowl, because I still get the crap over here, man, you know, you never won a Super Bowl.
Right.
So that happening, that's my moment. I'll never forget that moment of us winning the Super Bowl, man. So that's why I thought I'd call and just reminisce my story, try and get some bit of hope back to Sunday's game, because the Sixers let us down as well last couple of games, you know. And I was worried. I saw you yesterday saying about Brett Brown saying take until Christmas. That does worry me a little bit, but I think we'll come good. I've got more faith in the Sixers getting it all the way. It's the Eagles who need to get into that playoffs for me, and then anything can happen, right?
Yeah, anything can happen, brother. That is a great Super Bowl story, Sammy. It's a great story. It is awesome. All right, like, listen, you better be rooting them on, all right? Because
I will be up, yeah.
The game starts at 10:30 your time? Or 9:30?
9:30. Yeah, I'll be up, mate. I'll be up.
All right. Make sure, brother. And we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, talk to you next week. Take
all right,
care.
Cheers. See you, my friend. Sammy from England. He's the B-Hawk from Philadelphia. B-Hawk.
Yo, G, long time, bro. I ain't calling in a minute, man. I had to holler at you, man. How y'all doing, man?
What's up, baby?
I ain't nothing. Chilling. You know what? Everything we're saying, apparent, we Philly, we is one. Everyone got the right analysis. The one thing, I can see this game in the trenches like a 21-24 situation. Going into the third and fourth, Doug just got to keep his head. Don't waste timeouts. clock management, run the ball. Don't let them have – I'm just breaking it down. If it's one of them situations, tight game, use your timeouts and the clock wisely. Do not let the Patriots own clock in the fourth quarter.
That's my
biggest concern. Because I think we can take care – because we still put 25 of them things on the board with our offense. If we're going in a tight battle, just keep our heads and push the throttle.
Yeah, and you know – And I'm hoping the Eagles' defensive front and the Eagles' offensive line. So we said that before the season started, the two strongest pieces of this team were the trenches, right? Both sides.
Yep.
So, you know, with both fronts, that's how you got to win the game on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'm not to hold you up, but that's the main thing. And even going in, because that's what the Patriots bank on. If we're going neck to neck, Belichick is a mastermind. That fourth quarter, they own it. They own it. So, Doug, keep the timeouts. Run the ball. We're going into the fourth. We got the ball. Push it. If it's close, because I think it's going to be a tight one. And we, man, Eagles all day, man. I can't wait to call back in. But I got to call more often and holler at you, bro. God bless you, man. Have a good day, bro.
God bless you, B-Hawk. Thank you, my man. Good talking to you, as always. Take it easy, buddy. Yeah, I mean, you know, you got me swept up, Junis. Junis, give me the fight song. Crack it up. I love it. I love it. I need to hear that, man. That was good. Now, I didn't need the Will Ferrell drop.
Oh, why not?
Nah, I'm out on that.
Because when they win, we're all going to go streaking, right?
Yeah, I get you. I get it. Yeah.
I can't because I have to do post-game, you know?
I like more of a serious drops within the fight song.
You have some water?
Let's go to Scales and fish down. Yo, Scales, what's happening, brother?
And how you doing? Yo, I love that fight song. That was great. You should get that old school Ain't No Stopping Us Now, the Eagles version.
Yes!
That bumper music.
Whoa, that's awesome, Scales. I love that, man.
Yeah. Oh, that song is fire. But for your ledger, the Eagles' D-line is the biggest check in the birds column. I mean, we have so much talent, but mainly because Pat's O-line is hot garbage. I'm calling with a head scratcher. I just had this thought occur to me, and I couldn't think of two better people to ask because, you know, who knows the birds better than you? And Andrew, you're like a tome of Philly's knowledge. So I see too many parallels between these two teams. Like, the Eagles expect us to just be all right with, like, Mac Hollins or Sega Whiteside and Stonehands Aguilar. Same way the Phillies were just okay with Pavetta and Kenny V and three-quarters Arrieta and Eflin, you know? And the Eagles are like, all right, well, here's Jordan Matthews and Jannard Avery. And the Phillies are like, all right, well, here's Jay Bruce and Drew Smiley. You know, when they left many people on the board, Ramsey, Clowney, Sanu, Gordon, Robbie Anderson, and the Phillies left all those pitchers the Mets got, and Keuchel, Bumgarner. Like, so my question for you both is, who left more on the board? Who left more on the table?
That's a great question, man. Oh, my God, Scales. That's a great question. Here's the thing. I think the Eagles left more when it comes to the trade deadline, right? Because you had Emmanuel Sanders ready to go.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
Right? Like, you had Emmanuel Sanders. You forget about, like, listen, we all wanted Clowney. Maybe that was too steep. Jalen Ramsey. But, like, these are players that would help you now and in the future. So I think the Eagles left more when it comes to the trade deadline. The Phillies, though, like, I can't blame the Eagles before the season, the offseason. Mm-hmm. Because, like, they're coming in, they still think DeSean Jackson, and I thought he would play, you know, 10, 11 games. You miss a couple. I didn't think he wouldn't play the whole season. So I can't blame Howie on that one. Mm-hmm. You agree,
Chase? Like Gordon, you could have went and got. You don't have to give up anything for Josh Gordon, and he's great.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, and they're all huge misses. Like Jay Bruce isn't good enough. Gennard Avery's not good enough. Yeah. Like, all those misses caused the Phillies to miss the playoffs. And it could be bad enough for the Eagles to do the same. I think we got that game tonight, on Sunday against the Patriots. But, like, I have this, like, this feeling that, like, Kawhi game winner, game seven feeling that if the Eagles bomb on Sunday, that we're going to be following the Phillies' footsteps. And oh, I look back at the trade deadline as front office and
well, at least I feel better. Like, I feel better that the Howie than Klentak.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right. Like, I like Howie. I, you know, you can say about drafting and all. Right. Howie's still a sharp dude, you know. So I like Howie.
Klentak's got his head in the clouds.
Right. I, you know, the other guy I don't trust a little bit. I don't trust him. Scales, I love your name too, man. Scales is cool.
Thanks, man. All right, yeah, bro. It's my last name.
God, it's cool, man. Good stuff, right, baby.
To actually Scales. Go Phillies.
You go Phillies?
Yeah, more because egregious? it's 2 years in a row where I saw other teams making trades and not giving up as much as like Matt Klentak and Andy McPhail sort yeah. of made you feel like they would have to give up. Remember, oh, we're not going to give up top prospects yeah. just to get to a wild card game. And I looked at the other moves around the leagues, and they didn't give up that much. And then look what happened. The Washington Nationals, who we talked about in the beginning of the season, were a deeper roster. They were my pick to win the NL East, but they didn't win the NL East. They got to the wild card game. They won the wild card game with a little bit of a miracle with some help from the right fielder, the Brewers. Then they beat the vaunted Dodgers, and they got all the way to the World Series, and they won as the wild card team.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, they had those three aces as pitchers, which yeah. I have to keep on mentioning that.
See,
but still.
I think that's why I say off season. Like, going into the year, it's Philly's way more egregious. But at the deadline, there were still some players the Eagles could have had. I mean, geez.
I hear you, but do you really want to give up a second-round pick for Robbie Anderson? I know we found out, we got a nice idea as to why they didn't go after Robbie Anderson, but we were talking about Robbie Anderson for a while.
No, but
and you weren't going to give him a second round.
Yeah, Emmanuel Sanders. I mean, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I thought it was an interesting question posed by the Scales. Now, that's his last name. I thought it was his nickname.
He also wanted this.
Wow! Joe Morone, listen to this. Let it play out, man. We're here. That's awesome, man.
There's been so many things that's held them down. But now old Dick Vermeil has finally brought him
Dick
around.
Dick Vermeil, that's coming around.
I know they've got so many yards to go. But where they'll end up, that's
Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
Nothing hold them back. They done got their thing together.
Defense to quarterback.
It's great.
And I know they've been held down before.
This is awesome.
This year they refuse to be held down anymore. And they won't let 1919 stand in their way.
Keep it going, man.
I want y'all to listen, listen.
I love it. That was awesome, man. Way to go, Scales. Brought that up. Good job, Chunas, for getting that. Keep that in the rotation, man. All right?
All right, we'll have it ready.
You're not excited, man. What's the matter with you?
I'm sorry. I had to grab something off the computer.
Oh, all right. No. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. It is Cuz Radio live from Chickies and Pete's right here, Marlton, New Jersey.
Fall is the most exciting time of the year at Borgata Sports, New Jersey's favorite sports betting app. And here's a special offer for new customers on Sunday's matchup between Philly and New England. Place a $1 pregame moneyline bet on the Birds and win $100. Not if they win, not if they score points, but if Wentz completes a pass. That's crazy. All he has to do is throw one completion. I know it's tough with these receivers, but you know it'll happen. Just use bonus code Andrew100. That's right. First time Borgata sports bettors get paid 100 to 1 odds if Carson Wentz completes a pass when they use bonus code Andrew100. Place your first bet at Borgata Sports and check out the lines on football, pro and college basketball, hockey, and much more. Download the Borgata Sports app or visit BorgataSports.com today and get 100 to 1 odds on Carson Wentz completing a pass with bonus bonus code Andrew100. You must be 21 or older, must be in the state of New Jersey. Restrictions apply. Visit BorgataSports.com for a full list of terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fan.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Late in the game against the Bears, he just sustained a what would be defined as a stinger. And he's been cleared to do some sort of individual work in practice, but he hasn't been cleared for contact yet. So that's where he's at.
Wow, that's a big story. Jordan Howard. Big story, Jordan Howard. Not clear for contact yet, just yet. So, you know, I mean, that's one of the things. That's why, now, you know, listen, JJ worked out for him. It's odd and it's never real. Like all of a sudden, he's going to come in and play without practice. But they could be in desperate mode and he could be suit up. So we'll talk to Tim McMahon is coming up about 12:20 to give us the update. All right, so a couple things we got going on here. Everybody sit tight because I'm going to get back to your phone calls in just a moment. But we have an amazing event coming up on Monday night. It's Fashion Touchdown. It benefits the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. My dear friend Joe Marone, who is the great counselor, is a chair for the Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And we have extra headphones for the guys. And, of course, the legendary Jason Avant, who we need on Sunday, who is not going to play. And I'm so mad at him for not playing. But he's the greatest. We'll have to just hear him kind of break it down for us, even though we need him, and we've needed him all year long, and he's in great shape. But those guys are doing great work for the community. And Fashion Touchdown is Monday. Joe, tell us about Fashion Touchdown real quick.
Yeah, sure. Fashion Touchdown is an event that we put together with the Philadelphia Eagles, and it's a fashion show to raise money for an organization that I'm a board member on called Big Brothers Big Sisters. It's a great organization.
Which is incredible.
Yeah. I mean, I've been involved with it for over 28 years. I've been a big for 28 years.
Right. Tell, because it's. I love this story, and I think it's a beautiful story. This your own Tom Hagen story.
Yes, yes. So I'm like fresh out of law school, right? And I connect with a social worker who's associated with Big Brothers Big Sisters. Long story short, she talks me into becoming a Big Brother, which I thought was a cool idea, but at that time, you know, you're like running loose and running around trying to get a job. I got no money, right?
Yeah.
So I end up she introduces me to a young boy, 8 years old. I meet him at a McDonald's, take him home. And at that point in time, it was like, you know, what am I doing? So I just started to connect with him. And, I come from a nice Italian family. My brothers, my mother, we had a great time. And he just became part of the family. And over time, I raised him. He's been with me ever since. I put him through school. He's worked for me. And actually, I got him into law school. And he's a lawyer in my firm. And he's like my right hand. But he's like family. I mean, and
he's Tom Hagen, man. He's got one.
He's like Tom.
He's got one client. It's you.
He has a special practice. But in all kidding aside, yeah, I mean,
that's such an amazing story. Jason, think about that, because we know the importance of children that don't have a male influence in their lives. You know, and here it is. Joey becomes a big, and the next thing you know, he's actually becomes a lawyer. His little becomes a lawyer, and they work together. What a great story.
That's an awesome story, and it speaks to Joe and the Big Brothers Big Sisters organization and what they do. I know I wouldn't be in this position and been able to attend the University of Michigan and graduate and make to the NFL without you know, big brothers along the way. You know, a pastor did that for me. Like, he just took me out of the south side of Chicago. I had coaches that would spend countless hours after work. So it's definitely needed. Some kids need, you know, a chance, right? And just love, support, and a big there to, you know, show them the way. And that's what Big Brothers Big Sisters is about. And we're trying to change lives. And that's what we're doing with the Fast Touchdown.
That's amazing. And you... I mean, listen, you come from a rough neighborhood. That's outside Chicago is no joke. I mean, that's a tough neighborhood. Yeah. And so you know all those kids and the importance of being shown the correct way.
Yeah, it is. Like, yeah, when you come from a really rough background, sometimes wrong is right in your mind because you've seen things go wrong for so long and people are, you know, used to doing the wrong thing. But to have a guy like Joe and have guys like Marcus from Big Brothers Big Sisters to kind of show the way, but we need more bigs, right? Yeah, and this is what this organization is about. We're trying to get more mentors to take care of some of the mentees so we can encourage the future and change lives around. And that's why I've always been a part of this organization. When I played, I was ambassador for them, a big, all those things. So, you know, it's important to me, and I know I wouldn't be in this seat without someone helping me along. No one is self-made. We all need somebody.
It's beautiful, man. That's good. Joey, tell us about Monday night, what the event is, and how people can help and be a part of it.
Yeah, so the event, so first of all, the organization, there's a waiting list of young kids. I mean, there's many, many young kids on a list, and the organization tries to match these young kids with the adults. Unfortunately, there's not enough adults, so we got to create awareness, and we need to raise money, right? And there's only a couple ways we can raise money. One is through individual wealthy people who do make individual donations, corporations, and events. And we were fortunate enough to start this event 5-6 years ago, and it's kind of morphed into this such a big event that the Philadelphia Eagles themselves have now become our actual partner. They reached out to us about a month ago. We sat with them, and they're officially
they're great
our partner.
Too.
They're
a real community. Jeffrey is a real community-minded owner, and he really is.
No doubt. But the event itself is a fashion show where the Eagles, the players, actually are in the show. The clothing line is provided by Malcolm Jenkins. He has a company called Damari Seville. It's amazing. His wife, Marissa, outstanding. And Malcolm gets involved. Rodney McLeod, who actually...
He's
a big himself.
Is he really?
He's a great guy.
He really is a great dude.
Fantastic. And a bunch of other players that are going to be in it. Jalen Mills, Vinnie Curry, Camus is going to be in it. Connor Barwin's coming out of retirement Monday night.
Oh, is he?
My man to my right, Jason A, will be there.
Yeah, I'll be the underwear edition there.
This guy is cut, man. He's in shape.
I know, he's in dead shape.
Oh, I see it.
Come play. We need him. Spent no Alshon. Alshon's not going to play on Sunday.
We need
my man.
I'm going to talk to Jason after the show. Maybe I can convince him. Listen, I mean, money talks, man.
Listen.
No, don't talk that much.
Come on, man.
Them hits, man. You seen those hits? Man, I can mess around and get hit in the head with a helmet by somebody nowadays. You never know.
So
that was crazy, Miles Garrett.
Bunch of other players are coming. Todd Herriman's, A.J. Feely. But there's going to be about 1,500 people at the Fillmore. Blowout event.
And that's a great spot, too, the Fillmore.
Right. It's going to be packed with people. We're going to be raising a lot of money, text to give. And there's some amazing auction items. Let me just tell you what they are real quick.
Yeah.
Dinner with Carson Wentz at the Four Seasons.
Wow.
So if you and your buddies want to pony up some serious money and come out there and then hang out with Carson Wentz.
That's awesome,
man. He's making himself available to help raise money for this great organization.
Dinner with Carson?
Yes.
Wow.
Four Seasons all night. Well, not all night. Carson will probably leave a little early. But you can hang with Carson, and he knows that his... his brand's going to help push.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.